guys. This is Chef Richard Blaze. You're listening to Dane at WGN.
Rocky Mountain High, Colorado.
720 WGN. Dane Neal here for, of course, the Food and Wine Classic at Aspen. Seen this guy all over. You love him on Top Chef, Guy's Grocery Games, and of course during his live shows, where I think more than a culinary star, he's more like a rock star. The one and only Chef Richard Blaze, welcome to the show.
Oh my God, I'm so happy to see you again. I feel like we're on the same circuit, my man. Like we are running into each other all over the country.
Well, you're drawn to the biggest and best food events. Obviously, I have to cover them. And so, I mean, our universes circle on a regular basis, but you're here not only to have fun, but work carrying the torch of Naked Juice. I mean, it's warm, so I get it.
I am, yeah. Naked Juice, I mean, we're cold-pressed juice, all-natural ingredients. You know, I ran the Food & Wine Classic 5K this morning, so I need that sort of fuel. But we're having fun. This is an amazing event. You know that. And this is sort of like, you know, I know you're a sports guy. So Food & Wine Aspen is sort of like the Rose Bowl of food events. It's the granddaddy of them all, you know?
Yes,
this is Keith Jackson.
Well, so our Keith Jackson is Jacques Pepin, and he just walked by over here. So he's somewhere across, like Keith Jackson slash Yoda. But he is a legend. And so I just follow him around for the whole classic. He doesn't know that I stalk him, but Jacques Pepin, I follow you around. You're my hero.
Yes, well, and he has the culinary force with him and has for many, many years. But I did want to ask you, as people make their way out to, they hear this, they want to come out to the Food & Wine Classic, you're doing like the actual running. You really do have to kind of account for the elevation.
Oh my goodness, yes, the elevation. I mean, 5K is a small run, but stairs crush me here. So I could run forever, but a flight of stairs, you do have to hydrate. And I've sort of in this moment, I don't know if you noticed, you can't obviously on the radio see that I have this epic manly beard right now.
It's a mountain situation.
It's a mountain situation. I've been really sort of drawn. I just did something in Alaska. And just it's so beautiful being up in the mountains and just nature. And it's just amazing.
I want to go back to the juice because I'm going to tell you what, I'm a huge fan. I think I was having one this morning while the race was going on.
Probably, yeah. So, I mean, some amazing flavors. What I love about them, again, all natural, no added sugar, naked cold-pressed juice. But also the flavors are creative. So it's a really great relationship for me because I'm the type of guy that would make a carrot, turmeric, vanilla sauce, and they're putting it in a juice form, and it's just a great relationship.
So you're here, of course, going to have a great time, and for those people that are going to experience the Aspen Classic with you, what kind of things are they going to see you do?
Oh, my God. I mean, you know, my show is a mystery basket, so I'm sort of taking you behind the scenes into the competitive cooking world of television. I don't know what the basket has, and I'm just going to open it up and cook and talk about how you cook in a situation like when you're on a TV show with 30 minutes, how you might judge that situation. So I'm sort of pulling the curtain back on behind the scenes of how to cook on a reality show.
I mean, to do that live in a setting shows just incredible culinary street cred because, you know, once you've gotten to your point, you know, you don't need to do that. You know, if the basket opens and it's like rutabaga, you know what to do.
Yeah, but the thing is, everyone at home, right, you are doing this. You come home from work, you open up the fridge. Who has time to shop for a specific meal anymore? No one does. So it's really important to have that skill to be able to just cook with whatever you have on hand.
I was going to say, that's like my everyday, coming home and trying to cook for the kids. I mean, this is like, you know.
We should make that a challenge on Top Chef or Master Chef where, you know, you have two kids strapped to your legs in 25 minutes and you have to answer phone calls.
That's reality right there.
That is reality.
I think a lot of good ideas and reality ideas are being shared here. So just as this becomes like a think tank, I'm thinking, like, that's it. You bust into somebody's house. They don't know you're going to be there. You go through their fridge, whatever's in it, Cheerios, rutabaga, some spoiled mayonnaise, you got to work with it.
Yeah, it's just got to be in the right state. You just can't be busting in anyone's house in certain states. But, yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
You can use my house to start with.
Well, I think, okay, that's the prototype. That's the pilot episode right there.
100% of the people here would love to have you bust into their house. And, of course, in most of those refrigerators, you're hoping the Naked Juice will be present and accounted for. So so when you leave here and the smoke clears, where can people keep up with you? What's up on tap
well,
for
well,
you?
I'm hoping they're going to get me on the mound at Wrigley at some point. But you know, listen, I'm on a bunch of different television shows. I have a book working. I have restaurants in San Diego, soon to be Orange County, Nashville, Birmingham, and Atlanta.
Well, everybody's going to be here. Chicago, I guess, could be the next favorite location. Enjoy your time here as people enjoy you. And Richard, thanks so much for being in the show.
I love you guys. Love WGN. Thanks.